The Native American musician and chairman of the Colville Confederated Tribes died from what family members call natural causes. Jim Boyd was 60 years old. Boyd was a recording artist with several releases to his credit, including contributing songs to the soundtrack from the 1998 film Smoke Signals. Boyd told us a couple of years ago he began playing music at a very early age.
You know, I remember being 4 years old and being this, I was just obsessed with music even then. I remember, and I had these little plastic instruments, and those were my, you know, those were my toys. Nobody could mess with them, you know. And so basically it was, I mean, I started then, and then I remember being like in, we lived on and off the reservation. My dad was in the Air Force for 20 years, so we would live a couple of years on an Air Force base, a couple of years on the res. We'd just kind of go back and forth with that. And I remember trying to build my own drum set, like in around fourth grade or something like that, out of cardboard.
Jim Boyd played in cover bands as a lead guitar player for several years and didn't start to write his own material until his 30s.
Well, I quit drinking and everything else, you know, like 23 years ago. And during that time, I got a couple, you know, degree from commercial music and jazz studies there. And then I ended up getting a small business management degree from the Falls. And so during that time, I kind of went through a lot for a few years there, and then I just decided to go ahead and I just started writing these songs. About, and a lot of them were issue-oriented songs, or you know, I just different things that I'd never even thought about before.
At one point, Boyd teamed up with Native American writer Sherman Alexie and wrote songs together with him. Boyd said he never wanted to be stereotyped as one specific musical genre because of his heritage.
I did more traditional stuff. I did from even stick game stuff, which is a game we play on the reservations, mm-hmm. you know, locally. And I did, but a lot of it was kind of more folkish, folk rockish. And then I did rock. I've got 14 albums out, and they're all totally different from each other, you know. And that's the problem I figured out on my own label, was that's why they want me to do one type of music, so they can put it in this slot in the stores, you know. And so when, you know, I worked with Sherman Alexie on Reservation Blues, and so we did some of the songs that were in the Smoke Signal soundtrack, mm-hmm. and the Reservation Blues, it's not blues. So that's what I noticed, is the record stores would put it in the blues category there, but it's not blues, you know, it's actually more focused.
In 2014, Jim Boyd received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Native American Music Awards. Boyd was a member of the Arrow Lakes Band, one of the 12 tribes that make up the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation.
I'm a Colville tribe of the Indian, and I come from Michelin, from the lakes back by the river, across the border we begin. And my people fish the waters till the Columbia turned to lake, and Grand Coulee took the salmon, and my people's heart did break.
I'm Steve Jackson reporting.